Random House Audio presents South of Deadwood, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour. Louis L'Amour speaks about the town of Deadwood and some personalities of the Old West.
Deadwood, South Dakota was a wild boom camp that opened up in the Black Hills after the Indians were pushed out. There's a lot of dispute about the Black Hills right now, about who they belong to and everything, but as a matter of fact, it's very doubtful whether any Indian tribe had much of a claim on them. The Kiowas had them for a while, and the Sioux drove the Kiowas out, and the Sioux now claim that they were pushed out by the white man and want to be paid for. But why not pay the Kiowas? The Sioux drove out, and the Kiowas drove somebody else out. This was the way of things. But Deadwood was a boom camp that started there. Some of Custer's men, they were exploring the Black Hills, found gold. And they found gold in several places, but Deadwood was where they found most of it. It started around a group of mines, or a mine in particular, and it did sprawl on a whole kind of a canyon there. And there was a lot of dead wood up in the side of one of the hills, were knocked down by, I imagine, by wind. That'll do it occasionally. I know a place in Colorado was a whole forest lying on the side of the hill. A sudden wind blew all the trees down. But anyway, Deadwood was very, very famous for that. And Deadwood burst into growth out of nowhere. Buildings and tent houses and everything sprang up along the street. And then the people began coming in, the gamblers and the women, and the men who were doing the mining and the men who were trying to take the money away from those who brought it out of the ground. And Deadwood was rough and tough. That was where Hickok was killed some time later, shot in the back. There was a sheriff around there for a while named Seth Bullock. He was quite a well-known man. He was a merchant later in Montana. But he was not a gunfighter at all, just a stern, quiet man who knew his business.